Well, I'm glad you said that.
All right.
Because you led me right into something I was going to cover anyway.
All right, let's go.
This is more or less a closing story, but since you brought up fucking chicks and hating them and everything.
All right.
I came across this, and when I read this article, it made me think of you.
Great.
This is called The Delusional Nature of Women.
All right, I'm strapping in here. Let me put the seatbelt on. I'm ready.
You will definitely love this.
Okay.
A woman's mind and character, like her sense of purpose and self-worth, is determined and governed largely by her sexual market value.
Okay.
Continue. Well, I'm waiting for your comment because of that post that you had earlier this week about the women who are withholding if you vote for Trump.
Yeah.
And your comment was these women are stupid because they're just defining their value by the 3 inches of meat flaps or something.
Right. Yeah. By the 3 inches of meat flaps between their legs. That's exactly what they're doing. Their entire, and a lot of chicks do that. They put all of their value into that pussy. Like that pussy is some fucking golden thing. Guess what? They can make something almost as good out of plastic. So shut up. If that's all you got, then you're a fucking worthless twat anyway.
Well, I had to get you going here because I was waiting because that sentence alone should have prompted that outrage from you.
I was just waiting to get a little more information. Believe me, I was ready to go.
All right. Well, I'm going to reread that sentence again.
Okay.
A woman's mind and character, like her sense of purpose and self-worth, is determined and governed largely by her sexual market value.
So if people find a chick hot, see,
her value in the marketplace goes up.
Her value in the market? What marketplace?
Well, the marketplace among men. You know what I mean? Yeah. A hot girl can get away with a lot more and receive a lot more attention and a lot more,
with a lot more bullshit from them too.
Well, we're going to get to that, but just using that statement alone, a hot girl can get a lot of what most other girls can't get.
Right.
Or don't get.
Okay. Fair enough. I agree with the statement. I don't agree with the reality of it, but I mean, I agree that it happens. I just think it's disgusting that fucking hot chicks are treated like fucking that's important.
Sure.
But anyway.
A stunner who is flooded by male attention has no need to be fair or logical in her relations with us. Her power derives from the fact that we, wanting to fuck her,
right,
line up to give her attention and to do things for her, inflating and distorting her vile ego in consequence.
Yeah, but do you think that she realizes that once she does fuck us, that we are just fucking done with her?
No. Well, yes, maybe.
Piece of meat.
Maybe, but the thing is that she always knows that there's somebody always waiting around the corner.
Yeah, because she's a fucking cum sponge.
Well, again, nobody's going to argue that point.
Right.
But that sentence alone speaks volumes.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. It's true. I agree that it's true, but it's almost a statement of chicks are fucking useless pieces of shit other than to fucking deliver a baby and to fucking suck our dicks.
More or less.
Other than that, we have no fucking real need for them.
Sure.
All right, fair enough. I'm with that.
This is essentially an irrational affair, and until she approaches middle age, men... What are you looking at?
What the fuck?
Is that Scotty?
Yes.
Holy cow. Wow.
That might be the greatest photo I've ever seen.
You know what that reminds me of?
What?
That reminds me of that line that Buford T. Justice from Smokey and the Bandit uttered. What? He says, talking to his son. You know, his son was kind of a dope.
Yeah.
You know the movie, right?
Yeah.
He says, there is no way you could come from my loins. In fact, when I get back home, I'm going to punch your mama right in the mouth. Do you recall that one?
Certainly do. I just think he missed her mouth, got her in the eye. That is a terrific photo. Holy shit.
Nobody, and I mean nobody, is going to make Buford T. Justice look like a possum's pecker. Yep, there's AOR Rocks. Who's got it in there?
Yep.
All right. If you're not in the Classic Metal Show chat room, it's chatandkill.com. Chatandkill.com.
You just really missed a doozy.
Yeah. All right. Getting back to the story.
All right.
This is essentially an irrational affair, and until she approaches middle age, men will continue to give her that extreme power no matter how she conducts herself.
Right.
So she can be an all-out fucking bitch, but right. but if she's hot, mm-hmm. a lot of guys will put up with it until they get what they want, and then they're just like, all right, I'm done here.
Yeah, it's like, get out of here, you fucking twat.
Right.
I have no use for you.
In contrast, the relations of men in civil society have historically been rather duty-bound and abstract.
Mm-hmm.
Reason has been necessary to order that things should be thus and so, that the overwhelming self-interest that drives every individual would not be too much for the whole and thus destroy the social unit, whatever the form it took.
All right, there's a lot of words.
There's a lot of words in there.
Yeah.
But sexual desire is not a matter of reason or order or obligation.
Mm-hmm.
Once his needs for food, drink, and shelter have been met, the chief interest of the straight man is women, objects of desire through and through. Yet okay. neither sexual pursuits nor its reception is inherently logical.
Mm-hmm.
Both genders act mainly on impulse, their motives frequently unconscious. But mm-hmm. while a man historically had to deal mostly with other men in order to meet common material needs, easily a cause for war and strife, so that he often had to be at least somewhat fair-minded in his relations, a woman had only be fairly attractive in order to get her needs met, and in some cases to get away with virtually whatever she wanted.
Right, in youth.
Mm-hmm.
Because once they get to be in their 40s, then they better be sucking a lot of dick.
Well, that's basically what it says. Essentially, until they approach middle age is what it said.
Yeah, once they hit that wall,
mm-hmm.
you know, then they adjust. And then most of them can't adjust. That's the funny part of it. I mean, do you have friends that are girls that are pretty hot that were really stunning back in the day, but now they sort of hit the wall a little
sure.
bit?
Sure.
And are they not all just desperate fucking idiots?
More or less.
Well, you
see them at the docking show.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Dude, there's this girl, and I'm not going to say her name because I do hang and party with her on occasion. But in high school, she was like the hottest chick.
Okay.
Everybody wanted to bang this chick. And she was a stuck-up fucking cunt. In fucking high school. And now that we're in our, you know, going into our late 40s, she still acts that way.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody around her just looks at her like a fucking pathetic idiot. Because she still acts like that fucking spoiled twat, but now she's got, you know, 30 years of wear on her. You know, and it's almost sad. In fact, it's not almost. It's sad to see. You know, to see some chick that thinks that she's still hot, but doesn't realize that she's not, that she's, you know, she's not worth your time anymore. You know, it's just fucking the pathetic nature of chicks.
Well, that's what we're reading about here.
Sure.
And it's funny that you said just what you said, because here's the next line.
Okay.
And hence, then, that universal truth about stunners, whether it's here in the States or abroad, the more attractive, the more cuntish.
Very true.
Almost no exceptions.
Almost no exceptions, sure. Agree.
Since then, the mind and character of women is a result not of reason, but of an irrational force, her sexual market value. It follows that in her relationships with men, her behavior will be determined mostly by feeling, impulse, and caprice. Okay. Or if she's hot enough to get away with it, but her essential cuntishness.
Right.
So, you know, the thing is that I've dealt with a lot of this over the years. Rather than just being a rational, you know, you can't have a discussion.
Right, sure.
It's always how I feel about things. And I've said that on the show many times.
Right.
But that's basically what it boils down to. If she's hot enough to get away with it by her essential cuntishness. And so men should not expect women to take personal responsibility for their actions, for where a man feels a sense of justice, abstract and rationale. A woman, a woman's mind rather follows its whims and delusions.
Right.
She is, to borrow a fine aphorism from Nietzsche, foam tossed to and fro on shallow water.
Yeah. I like that analogy, actually. It's too good.
Again, being driven by your rational force, her sexual market value, a woman has a general rule, no sense of honor or loyalty or obligation.
Amen to that.
I experienced that, as you know.
Me too.
Inherently abstract and requiring a steady will to carry them on. Oh, wait a minute. Let me start this again. Inherently abstract and requiring a steady will to carry them out, which women with their inconstant nature. Let's see. That doesn't make a lot of sense. Which women with their inconstant nature also lack. These things are fundamentally masculine in character. It's often been noticed, for example, that keeping their word generally means little to women.
Right.
They prefer to avoid such discomfort in just the same way that they are not inclined to assert themselves.
Yeah.
So
you mean like saying like, oh, I don't know, like, well, I would never cheat. I'll just, if we're done, I'll just actually say it to you and then cheating.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've heard that's a problem.
Yeah. I've heard that too.
I've heard that could be bad.
When faced with a compelling argument of even empirical evidence, which shows her to be wrong beyond dispute, a woman will usually just devise some rationalization or other, happily supported in its bizarre endeavor by every other stupid bitch on her phone, from her mom to her BFF.
Yeah, and every other guy that's trying to fuck her.
Right.
The white guy's like, that guy is an asshole.
Yeah, the white knight.
Yeah, the white knight rides in. Oh, you're right. He is an asshole. How dare he not accept you sucking that guy's dick?
Right.
How dare he not fucking accept you cheating like the whore you are?
Exactly.
Now, you know, yeah, the white knight. That guy can fucking die in a fire.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking asshole.
Well, let me tell you a story real quick.
All right.
I was involved with this girl.
Mm-hmm.
You know of her. This was a few years ago.
Okay. In Chicago or here?
In Chicago.
Okay.
And I was invited to her sister's wedding.
Okay.
Okay. Went to the wedding, went to the reception afterwards. This was out in Joliet, which was a good hour and a half drive.
Mm-hmm.
Well, by the end of the night, she was kind of lit up.
Okay.
So, of course, I said to her, I will drive you home.
Right.
Her answer, no, I'm fine. I'll drive myself.
Oh, boy. Okay.
So, being concerned, I said, okay, I will lead you. Just stay behind me.
Right.
And I'll get you home safely.
Okay.
Okay. We get up on Interstate 80, getting up on the on-ramp, right on by me like I was sitting still.
Right.
She took off like a bullet.
Right.
Gone.
Okay.
Couldn't even see her taillights. I mean, that's how fast she took off. So I'm thinking to myself, what the fuck?
I'm thinking she could taste that dick getting ready to be slid into her fucking throat. Not yours.
Well, so I'm just like, you know, of course I have no power to do anything. So I'm like, what the fuck are you doing?
Right.
Well, I'm riding along there about another 5-6 miles and I catch up to her and she's tailgating a truck.
Okay.
So I get up alongside her and I turn my dome light on and I'm like looking at her like, what the hell are you doing?
Right.
You know? And so I get on by her. She pulls out behind the truck, gets behind me. So I figure, okay, well, she's just going to follow me now. Right.
Right.
Well, this Mustang, when blowing by me in the left lane,
okay,
she gets out behind me and gets behind the Mustang and takes off like a bullet again.
Jesus. So she hooked up with, wow.
Out of sight again.
Jesus Christ.
Right. So I can't even see her at this point. She's just gone. I mean, literally doing 90.
Okay.
And it's nighttime. It's 11:30 going on midnight. Right. So I'm just like, what am I going to do?
Yeah, fuck this. I'm not getting a DWI or whatever.
Yeah.
Bitch.
So in a few miles, I see blue lights flashing up there.
Okay.
Ahead of me.
Right.
So I get up there. Guess who's pulled over?
Of course she is.
She's pulled over.
Right.
So I'm driving by and I'm just like, well, there ain't no way I'm stopping.
Fuck no.
Not on the side of the road. The cops got her pulled over.
Yep.
So I'm just like, what the fuck?
Right.
So I went on by and I'm like thinking, well, should I get off at the next exit? Should I wait? Should I continue on? Should I just say, fuck you? It's your problem. You know, I'm going through all these ideas. Like, what do you think I should do? So,
okay.
So, I call her cell phone about 10, 15 minutes later to find out what the deal is.
Okay.
So she tells me that she got pulled over and the cop is making her, get off at the next exit and go to a Burger King and get a sandwich.
Oh, wow.
So he didn't bust her for the DUI.
Right.
He busted her for the speeding.
Okay. Right. And let her gave her. Yeah, I've had cops be cool like that before.
Right. So she had to go to this Burger King at the next exit. He made her get a sandwich or something and sit in the parking lot for like a half hour and, you know, wait it out, you know,
eat it and veg out.
Yeah. Right. So I'm like, well, do you need me to come back? Do you want me to, you know, come there? No, I'm okay. I'm fine. Don't worry about it. You just go on home. I'll deal with it. I'm fine. He didn't take me to jail. He's just writing me for the speed.
Okay.
You know, I'm just like, all right.
Right.
Heading home.
Right.
So I head home. Come Monday, I'm at work. This wedding was on a Saturday. She went back out to Joliet to be with her family because they had some kind of like a, you know, after wedding party, something or another. And, you know, I wasn't invited to go and, you know, whatever. But anyway, Monday, she comes to my office.
Yeah.
And I'm saying, so what the hell happened? She starts reading me the riot act.
What?
Yeah. She starts reading me the riot act saying, I talked to my sisters.
Yeah.
And they said that you should have pulled over. And you should have did this and you should have did this.
Ugh.
And you didn't have any concern for me. You just went right on home and you did this. I mean, and the thing is she was trying to pin this on me like this was my fault.
Yeah. That even though she told you to go fucking home.
Yeah. And, you know, I was just like, I told you to follow me.
Yeah.
Well, you were going too slow, you know, and I wanted to get home and I want this and I want that. And, you know, my sister said,
yeah, well, tell your sister to fucking eat a brick.
Well, needless to say that was the beginning of the end.
Right.
You know, that was one of the incidences that kind of was getting near the end.
Yeah.
But just the thought that she tried to turn this around like somehow I was at fault here.
Oh, typical chick doesn't take responsibility for her own fucking idiocy. Isn't that what they do?
Well, that's what this sentence just said.
Yeah, that's exactly what they all do. You know, they're wired that way. They're wired to be cunts, quite frankly.
So to read this sentence again, with faced with a compelling argument or even empirical evidence which shows her to be wrong beyond dispute, a woman will usually just devise some irrational or other happily supported in her bizarre endeavor by every other stupid bitch in her phone, from her mom to her BFF. This girl power is, in fact, a great herd passion of women, comparable in significance to their profound interest in Kim Kardashian and whomever is fucking whom in Hollywood.
Right. Yeah. That's all. Sounds all true to me.
Yeah.
Did I write this?
Well, like I said, when I read this, I was just like, this has got Chris all over it.
I was going to say, this sounds just like me.
Right. And again, doing the right thing for women is a matter not so much of reason as it is instinct and feeling. Hence, right. Unconditional love is a distractly motherly thing.
Right.
Is a distinctly motherly thing. And hence, it is that the moral judgments of women are frequently dubious, just as their characters are by nature fickle and unreliable.
Yeah.
In the age of smartphones and social media, women receive such a massive amount of male attention that it is quite rare for a 7 and up not to be a cunt, for the simple reason that she can be.
There's truth to that. That's for damn sure. Any chick that's fucking halfway attractive is generally a fucking bitch.
Right.
You know. And, you know, what's the old saying? No matter how hot she is, somebody's tired of fucking.
That's it.
So true, man. Because they are. They're fucking bitches.
Right. Well, again, there's always somebody waiting around the corner.
That's why I troll the trailer parks, man.
Well, when I was in my early 20s and I had just moved out to California and I was working for Roadway, my boss at the time kind of took me under his wing and, you know, kind of was showing me the ropes in life, more or less, because I was only 20 years old.
Okay.
And he told me, you know, because I was married at the time, I was fairly newly married. Right. And he, you know, she was giving me grief and whatnot. And I talked to him about it. And he goes, let me tell you something, son. One thing you're going to learn is that women are always looking for the bigger and better thing.
Right.
Whatever that is, it's always the bigger and better thing, especially if she's attractive.
Right.
The article continues. So what that she pisses you off? You are just one among the endless number of suitors.
Right.
I know that to be the fact.
Be the fact too. Jesus Christ.
And as we see from children and women alike, human nature as a general rule will incline to do whatever it can so long as there is no apparent consequences.
Right.
So it's how much can I get away with?
I have very little to add to this truism.
Sure.
This is like biblical truth.
Yeah. Today, women are surrounded by so many white knights and beta orbiters that the rare man who not only doesn't take their shit, but even presumes to call them on it is likely to be deemed abusive or a creep or who knows what.
Yep.
There is a collision here between entitled expectations and non-beta male behavior. Here, the hamster will only point touchy fingers. It will not itself be accountable for its only pressing interest lies in looking pretty and being seen.
Right.
So I guess if you're a Chris Aiken and you don't put up with the bullshit, you're a creep. You're abusive.
I've heard that.
You're microaggressing me.
You're microaggressing me. Shut up.
An example, let's say for an example that you and your sweetheart are having difficult times, her cuntish behavior becoming too much for you to take. You can present her with a eminently reasonable explanation of how she fucked up and needs to change. Yet, yeah, even if you do so with tremendous tact and patience, she probably will distort your views anyway, employing her powerful sense of her sexual market value in order to do so. It's not that she's been a bitch or a brat or whatever. You're the problem, and she's not going to settle.
Well, that's always the way it is.
You're the problem.
Mm-hmm.
A woman... Yeah. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, that's always how it is with chicks, dude. They can't take any responsibility for their own fucking idiocy.
Nope. Nope.
Never. If a girl robbed a bank and fucking got caught, or somehow she would find a way to say, well, if you made more money, I wouldn't have had to rob that bank.
Yeah.
That's how fucking stupid and twisted chicks are.
Yeah. Well, if you had pulled over when I got pulled over from the cop because I was speeding.
Yeah, you would have gotten the ticket and not me. Fucking asshole.
That's more or less what happened.
Ugh.
A woman will really demonstrate any understanding of how her own poor behavior caused or influenced you to respond in kind.
Right.
Simple cause and effect as it occurs, moral agency is far beyond her. All she knows is that she doesn't like how you made her feel.
Yeah.
So you're the bad guy.
Because you have to make her feel good all the time.
Yeah, you're making me feel bad about myself.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Besides, everything happens for a reason, or it wasn't meant to be, or you weren't the right one after all, and so on and so forth. For right. her, mind is little more than a bundle of rosy delusions and cliches. She is kind of a media, she is a kind of media way station for the cherished nonsense of our ongoing Western decline.
Yeah. And you know what the funny part about all this is? And then they can't figure out why we, A, cheat, or B, will just start banging whores. You know, I mean, there's a reason that hooking is a fucking major business.
Sure.
Because and it truthfully, it has very little to do with the sex. It honestly does. It doesn't have, I mean, it has some to do with it. You want to bang a chick, but hookers are the byproduct of just not wanting to deal with the bullshit.
Right.
You know, we know in our head as guys, and tell me I'm wrong on this, we know what the value of a chick is to us. We have a rational value of what a chick is to us, and it varies from person to person. There's a little bit of the camaraderie between a guy and a girl, you know, the relationship piece that most people want. There's the sex, and that's really it. You know, all the other bullshit and maybe the status, depending on who you are as a person. Am I close?
True.
But what ends up happening is, through years of dealing with this irrational, stupid shit, because we're guys by nature are logical. I'm not going to say they make all good choices. I make terrible choices, but I do most of my shit out of logic.
Yeah, logic and reason.
Yeah, you know, and sometimes I don't. And that's when I get in trouble. But by being logical, we can't put up with this irrational fucking horse shit.
Right.
We do it for a while, and what it does, and these chicks never understand it, is it lessens their value. Every time a chick, dude, and you're a prime example with the one that, not the most recent one, but the one before that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the one that really went fucking crazy.
Yeah.
With every single passing incident that happened, you liked that girl. And with every passing incident, though, she diminished her value to you.
Yeah, very much so.
And it just steadily declined. At first, dude, I mean, I said this to you off the air. I thought you were going to marry that girl. I honestly did. But by the end, it was like, you couldn't wait to fucking run from her.
Yeah, more or less.
And it was because she showed this irrational horse shit that fucking slowly but surely made you not want to deal with her
anymore.
Yeah,
you're absolutely right.
And that's what chicks do. And they don't even, they refuse to acknowledge that. And then they wonder why they end up alone. You know, the most the highest number of chicks that are single is chicks that are in our age group, 45 to 55.
Mm-hmm.
You know why? Because they've burned it out. Everybody's sick of their shit.
Right.
Everybody at that age is sick of their shit. And, you know, we all pick up again when we get into our 60s and know we're on our way out. And just want somebody to be around to fucking push the wheelchair or whatever. Honestly. I mean, honestly, dude. That's when we bring chicks back into our world. When we're old. You know, right now, dude, I'm not the only one. But you have other friends that are in our age group that are single. Do you not?
Yes.
How many of those people, let's just say out of 10, do you have 10 people in your world that are single that are roughly our age that you know?
I would have to really think about it.
I mean, do you have five?
Probably five, yeah.
Okay, if you have five, how many of those five are sitting around saying, man, I really got to find a new chick. None I got to find a relationship.
None of them.
None. Because we all don't want to deal with your fucking stupid cuntiness. We'd much rather be single. Dude, nothing makes me happier in the morning anymore than waking up and not having to fucking wonder what she's going to bitch about today.
Yeah.
Nothing. Nothing will ever make me want that again. There's no pussy good enough. There's no fucking relationship good enough to want to go back to the risk of that happening. Fuck that. You know, and chicks can say that I'm a fucking sexist or whatever, all they fucking want to. But you know what? The proof is in the pudding. And every single one of them that you end up in a relationship with, and everybody ends up in a relationship with, it's the same fucking story every fucking time. The story ends with, she's a cunt. And either I put up with it anyway because I can't afford to fucking divorce her,
right,
or I'm out of here. That's how it ends up every time. There's... Of people you know that are our age and are married, how many of them tell you, man, my fucking relationship is great? How many? Tell me that's zero. Because I know that's the answer. Right?
Pretty much.
Dude, I have a circle of, most of my friends are married. I mean, the overwhelming majority of my friends are married.
Sure.
And if I took the total number of people, and I do this every once in a while, I try and figure out who I look at that are married and happy. And the number that I can come up with is two. Two out of easily 50 couples. Two of them, I would say, are happy from day to day. The rest, I think, have spurts where they might dig their chick or they might dig their dude, depending on who they are. But overwhelmingly... If they could find a way to get away from it, they would.
Sure.
You know, if they could fucking adjust to all the bullshit in their head with dealing with their family and dealing with the, you know, finances and all that other shit. If everything was even playing field, they'd all fucking walk my path and be single. And just fuck chicks on the fucking fly. There's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
It's so much better to just do that. Just, all right, I'm gonna bang somebody. Cool. And then we'll go home.
Right.
That is such a better path than fucking having to deal with. You didn't fucking put your dish in the dishwasher. Fuck you, you stupid whore. Stop being a cunt.
Right.
You know, I fucking, ugh. I literally have grown to hate the relationship chick.
Sure.
I fucking, every time I hear anything about let's get into a relationship, it's like, no, you know, I'm not into torture. I've had enough fucking pain in my life. Fuck you. That's really how I feel.
Sure.
Stupid bitches.
Have you ever watched The Three Stooges?
Oh, every episode, 50 times.
All right. Did you ever see the one where they're the census taker?
Oh, yeah. It's great.
So Mo goes up to the door and he knocks on the door and this guy comes to the door and he goes, "Hello, mister. I'm a census taker. Are you married or happy?"
Yeah.
And he hears Henry, and right. He ducks, and this pot comes flying out the door and hits Mo right in the face and knocks him off the step, and right. he goes, married.
Yep. And well, that's changed in 75 years.
Yeah, that was the 1930s, dude.
Yeah, so it hasn't changed in 75, 80 years.
Are you married or happy?
It is true, though, dude. I can't tell you, and I won't tell you who, but I have a lot of my married friends that are like, I wish I could live like that. I wish I had your freedom.
Well, a lot of people said that to me all my life.
Yeah.
It's like, wow. You know,
I wish I wouldn't have wasted 20 fucking years. Jesus Christ. I mean, I'm happy for my kids. That's about it.
Yeah, sure.
The rest of it was fucking just fucking eating a bag of glass for dinner every night and fucking pouring gasoline on open wounds and lighting them on fire every day of my life.
Sure. And you have the literal scars to prove it.
I do. You know, people think I was burned in a furnace accident. It's really just the slow burning death of my humanity when I was married.
I think that's a good opening line for the intro.
It's so true, dude. You know, one of the things I always said was when I was doing the Little Victories press, I said in every interview, because I always talked about the burn accident or whatever, and I always said that the fucking divorce hurt a lot more than the fucking burn accident.
Sure.
Because a fucking chick will make you fucking hate your own being a whole lot more than a fire will.
Right.
And it is so true. You know, I was at the point that I fucking hated my own existence to where I would have rather been burned every day than to have to deal with her. And yet I did.
Right.
Because I'm dumb. Because again, you know, like this article is saying, because she was hot and I was willing to put up with it.
Right.
Ugh, what an idiot.
Yeah. How did Zeppelin sing, "The soul of a woman was created below"?
But dude, I almost wish in my life I would have just like, you know, because early on when I was, you know, ripped and, you know, whatnot in the military and whatnot, I was banging really pretty good looking chicks.
Sure.
You know, really good. I mean, you met Georgiana. She's a good looking girl.
Yeah, she's a nice looking girl.
Yeah. And I mean, I wish that instead of banging her, I would have been banging out fives. Because if I'd have been banging out fives, ultimately pussy's pussy.
Right.
You know, I mean, in the end, yeah, there's a little bit of excitement to see a better looking chick naked on your bed sucking your cock or something like that. There's truth to that. There's something to that. But when it comes right down to it, banging a five and banging an eight is pretty much the same.
Sure.
You know, it's pretty much the same thing. And if I wouldn't have had that dumb, "Well, she's so hot, look at, you know, that show off thing."
Mm-hmm.
Just been like, man, I'll just bang any old fucking pussy there was, which I did for the first year until I met her.
Right.
Fucking dumbass. You know, if I would have just stayed that path, I would have never been upset fucking with a chick. I could have never got hurt by a chick. But instead, I fucking, just like this article says, I just fucking was willing to put up with it.
Sure.
What a fucking idiot I am.
All right. A woman's word is meaningless.
True.
Having been a bouncer on and off for about a decade, I have had countless women ask me to throw men out. A man goes up to a woman and because she is pretty, tries to chat her up and offers to buy her a drink.
Yeah.
He is, however, a little goofy or awkward and perhaps stares a millisecond too long at those tits carefully bursting from her two-type top.
Right.
Ergo, he's a creep. Get the bouncer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a good thing for the men at the bars and the clubs where I work that a woman's word is generally meaningless to me. If I don't see an incident happen, and if that man's body language and tone, both of which I can read well, like a seasoned cop or a lawyer, mm-hmm. don't suggest culpability, then I'm not taking that whiny white bitch's word for it.
Right.
Since I know that, as a general rule, there is nothing in life less credible than an angry woman's word.
Mm-hmm.
If a woman is not essentially delusional in her relations with you, but is actually just and responsible, then it's likely that you have some leverage against her. You right. are a 9 on the look scale, while she may only be a 7, or you're well off, while her broke ass depends on you.
Yeah.
Feminists, who are never attractive, may say women want equality, but the truth is that deep down, women, insofar as they are attractive, want the freedom to get away with ever they can while shirking the consequences of their actions.
Boy, do I know this to be true.
Their sexual market value, which is a matter of superiority, is what allows them to do so.
Mm-hmm. And dude, I mean, you remember when I was on that big dating tear when I was, you know, dating every fucking 15 times a week.
Sure.
You remember how I kept having the same problem over and over where people, the chicks that I was meeting online, everything started with how much money did I make? What was my, oh, you have businesses. You own this business. Mm-hmm. You know, everything started there. It had nothing to do with me.
Right. It's always how affluent are you?
Yeah. What kind of coin can I fucking suck out of that dick?
Well, of course, if you were into the club scene, which I know you're not, but at some point, if you were ever in the club scene and you meet a girl, first thing she asks, what kind of car do you drive?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. What do you care? You know, I know it's retarded. And then the funny thing is that's their motivation. But then when you treat them like that, when you treat them like a product, because that's what they are, you know, if they're looking for your money, well, then they're a product. And if they're going to be a product, I'm going to treat them like a product. They better have all the right parts. And if they don't, fuck you. I'm not buying. But when you treat them like that, then they all of a sudden get all fucking, well, you're fucking feminists, or you're a sexist. You don't treat me like a woman. Fuck you. I'm treating you like you act, you bitch.
Of course, the delusional nature of women applies in the relationships with each other as well. Female dominated professions, that is nursing, teaching, for example, are commonly marked by a distinctly female sort of politics, endless catty and pettiness. Women, whether they are stunners or corpulent slobs, need a reason to hate other women. And though it's claimed that the new girl isn't a team player, the real problem is that she's prettier than they are. And this, let's see. Than this or that the new girl is claimed not to be a team player. The real problem is that she is prettier than this or that Americunt who isn't receiving a comparable amount of male attention and hence validation.
Right.
So it's like, who does she think she is? Miss Thing walking in here.
Right.
Miss Thing.
But you know what, though? At the same time, we as guys are partly part of that problem.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, I can't speak for you. I would imagine you're even more than I am on this. But we always start at the top of the food chain and then work our way down.
Sure.
You know, we don't go into a bar and say, you know what, I'm just going to... We, as much shit as guys will talk, we never go into the bar and just say, you know what, I'm going to get some pussy.
Mm-hmm.
We always are like, I'm going to find me a hot chick.
Sure.
Start there.
Right.
So where in reality, if we went into, you know, and it really goes with time in most cases. I know you're not a bar guy, and I'm not really either, but when I go to a bar and I'm looking for chicks, what they look like goes down as the time goes down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at the beginning of the night, I'm looking for the hottest ones to fucking throw it out there with. By the end of the night, I'm ready to bang a four. It doesn't matter.
Sure.
You know, I just want some puss.
Right.
You know, and so I think we're as culpable of that as well, because the fucking hotter chicks, they know that, you know, they can wait it out and pick the best, you know, what they deem to be the best of the night.
Well, again, it's the market value.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, we could defuse them, though. We, as the guys, if we would just go in and find the one, just go in and find any chick, you know, not give a fuck that she's got the biggest tits or the best ass in the bar. Just went up to a chick, looks like she might be fun, and say, hey, let's get the fuck out of here. And she's like a five. Mm-hmm. Let's just say she's a middle of the road chick. Not ugly, not hot, not nothing. Just a five. But you know she'll fuck. Or you have a vibe that she'd be that kind of fun chick. And we took them first. These chicks would lose all of their power.
Mm-hmm.
These fucking hot chicks. And they'd have to fucking start putting it out there. But we're too stupid to do that.
Right.
You know? And we have all these little gimmicks on how. Some guys will come in there flashing money around. Other guys, it's a white knight everything. You know, they'll see somebody, and I know you know guys like this too. They'll see a chick push a guy off, you know, that's like overzealously trying to buy her a drink or whatever. And they'll come in and go, man, can you believe guys like that? I feel sorry for beautiful women like you that have to put up with such bullshit.
Right.
You know, we all know that guy too. The fucking asshole that comes in behind trying to fucking backdoor his way into that pussy.
Sure.
So I agree with everything this article says about how big a cunts these women are. But at the same time, we are partly culpable for
this.
Yeah,
well, that's absolutely true. But that really boils down to what this article is about, is the fact that these women market themselves to the highest bidder.
Right. And we're too stupid to say, you know what, you're really not worth that much. We're too stupid to say, you know what, they may be marketing themselves at $500, but we're marketing them at like $1.25.
Right.
And we should hold the line. We should hold the line. Say, nah, at best that pussy's $2.
Right.
That's it. Two drinks. How much is that? $8. That's what I'm willing to spend on you, no matter how hot you are. Honestly, I mean, is the goal to get laid? Would you say that?
I would say that the ultimate goal, whether it's that night or, you know, a few dates later or something, yeah,
is to get laid.
Sure.
So wouldn't it be best? How am I going to put this? If you were buying a car, okay, ultimately you know what you're willing to spend to buy a car. And you won't go, you almost never will go. If you can afford an Acura,
mm-hmm.
you're not going to go and start trying to get the Lexus at the Acura dealer.
Right.
Because you're not willing to spend that much money over the cost, right?
Right.
So in reality, why don't we do that with chicks? We know that to get the hottest chick in the room, it's going to cost X. To get lesser value but still workable pussy, we can spend this much money.
Well, it's the whole she's out of my league, you know, premise.
Yeah, but it's the same as a car.
Yeah, I agree.
But we don't buy, but we rarely do we buy out of our league with the vehicle.
Sure.
But we always buy out of our league with the pussy.
Right.
Because we're stupid.
Sure.
That's my point.
Yeah. Well, here's the next, which segues right into the next segment of this article.
All right.
How to deal with the delusional nature.
Okay.
As a man used to dealing with your fellow man, you find yourself miserably perplexed by the hottie's clear fucked up behavior. You've been so good to her. How could she be so bitchy in response? Or so ungrateful, or so flaky, and so on.
Right.
I think you and I know a story about that.
Yes.
this is where game and game only. This is where game and game only, to be sure, can set you on the right path. Analytical reason is not your best ally here. Alpha reason is, for the stupid bitch doesn't know what the fuck she's doing anymore, then her behavior makes sense to you or her. In response to the characteristically unjust and dishonorable behavior of women, an alpha must, as every student of the manosphere knows, not care much about them. He must steel himself against their inevitable cuntishness. Don't try to reason with crazy. Instead, mock it. Is that attitude how you graduated at the top of your class in charm school? Damn, babe. Are you that eager to be spanked tonight? Still talking? I would have thought you made some sense by now.
Right.
So those are some of the mocking things you can say.
Right, of course. And we have.
Or say nothing at all. Just look at that whiny white bitch with bemusement than declare, gotta go, doll.
Right.
Unshakably composed, you just don't give a fuck. And there's nothing that delights her deep masochism more than that. Being that rare man who doesn't need them, that is the kind of superb opposite game to play with women, period, and with beautiful attention whores in particular.
Sure.
In not giving a fuck, it helps tremendously to do two things. Never stop approaching. I always have another hope, and I always have another hoe in my phone. And never lose sight of that fact that if you are a real man, physically and mentally strong, and therefore self-assured, then there's not a woman on the planet who is your equal.
Right.
Why should I care about being flaked on by some 23-year-old Americunt who barely knows whether she's coming or going? I have the great writers and the philosophers by memory, but when I check out this little brat's trifling Facebook or Twitter, I feel disgusted by my desire to have sex with her. So unattractive are the contents of her mind. Why should I chase or care about or assign great value to that which is so obviously inferior to me?
Right. That's funny.
Mm-hmm. So there you go.
There we go.
Yep.
Chicks suck. Chicks suck. We could have saved an hour and just said chicks suck.
Sure. But there's somebody who obviously has had enough and cool. And took the time to write an article and be very, I don't know, very descriptive.
Honest. And I'm sure he's castigated by every woman.
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, no, that's not the way it is.
That's not how it is. You just can't get any, and you're just pissed about it.
Yeah, you're pissed because you're settling for twos.
Yeah, you're just not getting any.
That's right. No pussy for you, faggot.
Yeah. No woman would want you anyway.
Yeah.
So those would be the responses that a guy who writes something like that would get.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure. I'd love to have that guy on the show.
Sure.
I would, just to see what kind of response he got to his article.
Right.
It's funny.
Well, I guess, they always have a little contact as who the person is, so there might be a contact available for that guy.
Let's reach out to him. Wouldn't it be funny if it was a chick that wrote it?
Yeah, I don't think a chick wrote that.
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah. But anyway. Hey, Scotty,
suck a fucking cock.
Yeah.
We will fucking dictate when we're done with a topic. You can dictate when to shut the fuck up, you dick fuck.
Yeah.
Fuck you. And fuck you too, Jackal, for agreeing with him. Fuck both of you. Fuck Guns N' Roses. We're not talking about that tonight, you fucking idiots. We're going to do the next fucking 3.5 hours of nothing but fucking bitch talk. What do you think about that? Next up, grooming tips for women. Should they shave or should they go with a little stubble, a landing strip, or straight bald?
Right.
That's what we're going to talk about for the next hour. So go fuck yourselves.
Wow. Okay. Well, I think I should play a classic tune for that article.
All right.
I'm going to play some, even though this is a commercial hit, I'm going to play it anyway because I think it fits.
Okay.
Here's the Great Zeppelin with Dazed and Confused, exclusively nice. Here.
On your classic metal show.